great to be with you for Songs of Hope, and that was the Glasgow Phoenix Choir with The Lord's My Shepherd. And the weather today, a few showers developing, chance of any rain, 80%, rainfall amount 1 to 3 millimetres. So only 16 and rain, so you better have your brollies with you. We've got a full program this morning, all our usual features, but right now we'll hear St. Michael's Singers with And Can It Be?
Thank you. awesome wonder. Consider all the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on that cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Melbourne's own Ken Harris with How Great Thou Art, and what a great song of praise to God that is. How Great Thou Art from Ken Harris, and we had St. Michael's Singers and Can It Be, and right now it's time for Bernard Hull and All Creatures of Our God and King.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Our burning sun with golden beam. Thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing wind, thou art so strong. Ye clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morn in praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia. Take your part, all sing ye alleluia. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on him cast your care. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son. Praise to the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia.
It's now time for our prayer psalm. It's Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104, and it's read by Hugh Elphinstone.
I deeply love your law. I think about it all day. Your laws never leave my mind, and they make me much wiser than my enemies. Thinking about your teachings gives me better understanding than my teachers. And obeying your laws makes me wiser than those who have lived a long time. I obey your word instead of following a way that leads to trouble. You have been my teacher, and I won't reject your instructions. Your teachings are sweeter than honey. They give me understanding and make me hate all lies.
I see the Lord, and he is high and lifted up. And his train fills the temple. I see you, Lord, and you are high and lifted up. And your train fills the temple. And I cry, holy, holy is the Lord. The Lord Most High, and I cry, holy, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord Most High.
I see the Lord.
I see the Lord, and he is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. I see you, Lord, and you are high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. sins are washed away.
Was the Stoneley Band with I See the Lord.
The greatest king above all kings, the Lord of lords and Prince of Peace. You take away all our pain, you heal the broken hearted, then you fill us so completely with your love. Oh, the cry of my heart is you, Lord. The cry of my heart is you. And when I'm in your
That was the amazing voice of Anna Maria La Spina. And to me, she sounds like Barbara Streisand, but she's wonderful. And what a great song. Glory to God. And that's what we're doing here on Songs of Hope, giving glory to God through our songs. Now, our spotlight this morning is on an Aussie, Amanda Joy Horn. And, well, she was born in New Zealand, but she's been in Australia for 30 years. She's a wife, a mother of four, and a child of God. And she says, "All I Am," that's the first song we're going to play, "All I Am is the first song that I wrote. I turned my back on my selfish ambitions and gave my heart to God. He has never left my side, and I know that all I am and all I have is from my Lord above." Okay, let's listen to her song, "All I Am." Joy Horn with "All I Am," and a very sweet song it is. And Amanda has produced a CD, and it's on iTunes. If you go into iTunes, type in Amanda Joy Horn, her CD will pop up, and you can buy it. Here's Hillsong with "Here I Am to Worship."
Adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Yeah.
The time is 8:40, and coming up in 5 minutes, we have Christians Who've Made a Difference, just a short 2.5 little segment about the life story of someone very interesting. And this is Songs of Hope, and it's brought to you by the churches of Kingston and Glenara. And right now we've got My Redeemer Lives by, well, it's from the album Heart of Worship Africa, Volume 2. It's time for our segment, Christians Who Have Made a Difference. Our Christian today is Dr. Catherine Hamlin. Dr. Hamlin is an Australian doctor, now 87 years old. She's turned around the lives of more than 30,000 women in Ethiopia.
She was nominated for a Nobel Prize for her work at the Addis Ababa Fistula Hospital in Ethiopia, repairing injuries women sustained in childbirth. African women suffering this fistula problem are outcasts in their own society. What motivated Dr. Hamlin to help these women of Ethiopia? She grew up in a strong Christian family. Toward the end of her school years, Catherine decided she'd like to be a doctor. And at about that time, she committed her life to God and made a decision to do something for him in her life. As a doctor, in May 1959, she went with her doctor husband Reg to Addis Ababa in Ethiopia to found a midwifery school. Faced with many young women with fistula problems, they developed new techniques that people hadn't thought of, and they became successful in repairing these young women. In 1974, after much fundraising, they opened their own hospital. Then, when Catherine's husband Reg died in 1993, she decided to continue the work. With 9,000 new cases each year, it was decided to open some smaller hospitals in the provinces as well. Dr. Hamlin then looked at prevention. To help prevent the huge problem of fistulas, a college was opened in 2007 to train midwives to visit villages to educate the women on safe birthing practices. Dr. Hamlin has received many awards, including Australia's highest honour, the Companion of the Order of Australia. These days she lives in her cottage on the grounds of the Addis Ababa Fistula Hospital, as she has done for over 35 years. At the age of 86, she was still very active in the work of the hospital and still operating once a week. Catherine, in an interview on the ABC's Talking Heads in 2008, said, "I know God is with me. God is behind this work. I want to tell the world everything that I've prayed for. I've got everything. He answers prayer." We salute Catherine Hamlin, a Christian, an Aussie Christian, who has made a big difference.
Amazing than the mountains and the sea. You are beautiful.
Anna Parton with Beautiful, and we've played that for the last couple of weeks. Now, Songs of Hope is now on iTunes. It's on iTunes. Just go into iTunes, type in Songs of Hope into the search box, then scroll down and to the podcast area, and you'll find our various podcasts. We podcast various pieces of our program, the prayer, the stories, the hymns, special songs. It's all there on iTunes, and you can find us there. Here's Nick Flynn with The Peace of God.
Do not be anxious about anything at all, but just remember on whom you can call. With a heart of thanks, offer up your prayers and all your requests to a God who really cares. With the Lord in place at the center of your heart, worry is displayed and your fears will depart. The peace of God far better than we can understand will guide your heart and mind like a strong, gentle hand. About anything at all, but just remember on whom you can call. With a heart of thanks, offer up your prayers and all your requests to a God who really cares.
Well, that brings us to the end of Songs of Hope for another week. If you'd like to someone to pray for you and your particular problems at the moment, ring us at the Songs of Hope phone line during the week, 95842882, 95842882. So this is Rod Carr signing off, and we'll be back again next week with Songs of Hope.
Thank you. see you as you are. Make the calls of heaven the obsession of my heart. Come do a work. Come do a work within me. Let me see you as you are. Make the calls of heaven the obsession of my heart.